Hello, everybody. It's Jenny, owner and founder of The Coach Jenny. I believe that each day we can live unapologetically, laugh just a little more, and learn something new. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Hey, babe. What's up? Whew. What's going on? Settling in, focusing on my goals and expectations that I have for myself today, and got a lot done. Sometimes I think I don't get a lot done, but I am trying to have that work-life balance, and it's hard. It is freaking hard. But I did a post today, and what did I write in the post? I said, when your coach tells you you're a hot mess and you gotta get your shit in check. And it's so true. It's so true that when you are so focused on your planner and getting your goals done and the business goals and taking care of everything else and do, check it off. And you know, the Virgo side of me is like, gotta get it all done. And I'm like, ah, but at the end of the day, I'm so emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually burnt out. And you have to enjoy the process. You have to enjoy the day. You have to enjoy what you're doing. And I remember when I was in the corporate world, I'm like, one day I'm gonna have my own business and I'm gonna enjoy everything. And then I'm in the middle of having my business and I'm like, one day I'm gonna be so retired and I'm just gonna hang out and do nothing all day. And I'm like, there's always that point in your life when you're just always like, the next level, the next level, the next level. Well, the next level is the next devil. And that's what one of my coaches always says. But it's so interesting how we need to enjoy the process that we're doing. And well, my coach told me that I was a hot mess, and I was like, I knew I was a hot mess. And I was putting this shit together and putting the brave face on. And in the back of my head, I was like, holy shit, my mom has cancer. And holy shit, like my health is not well. And like, being a wife and an athlete and a coach to all my clients. And I'm like, ah. Trying to keep it all together. And then there comes a point when you're just like, I need to figure this shit out. But it was so nice to have like a time where you're just like, okay, like, how do I figure this out? And have like a really good conversation with some really good trustees and coaches and advisors and be like, is this normal? Are we supposed to know what we're doing? And people are like, no, girl, no. This is called life. And when you're able to really have that moment of clarity and be like, okay, like, I need to take a few things off my plate. Not shelf them, but just maybe make it a little bit easier for me. We all have expectations for ourselves. We want to be amazing, strong, badass women. We want to be great moms, great spouses, great coworkers, great leaders, great coaches, great athletes, great everything, great role models, whatever. But sometimes we just need to be great to ourselves. You heard me. Be great to ourselves. And I've spent so much time, like 25 years, being great to everybody else. Like, not a big drinker was always the DD for all my friends. It was always the athlete. So always everybody came to me for advice. It was always the trusty steed for everything. And I took on that role. I took on that responsibility. I blame myself for bringing on those things. But it came to the point that when you need to put on your own responsibilities and your own boundaries and create those healthy boundaries for yourself, like this space here is mine and my space. Creating those healthy boundaries is super important for your own mental wellness, your wellness. You need to have your own space, your own time, your own bubble. And when I realized this, and it's kind of interesting, when you make that time, when you make that space, and you're very aware of this space when people intrude on that and people are in your space and you're feeling vulnerable, you become very violated and very aware of what's not comfortable. And when I was constantly giving, and when this balance is not level, something has to give. It's either your mental wellness, your physical wellness, your sleeping patterns, your eating patterns, your exercise patterns. Something has to give. And I gave so much of me that I forgot to take care of me, like my own health, that I just, and my coach was very aware of this. She's like, you took, like when I would talk to her, I'm like, I shelved me to take care of everybody else because it's important that I take care of my community, my mom, my husband, my friends, my family. I take care of them, but I shelved me. And she's like, no, honey, there's no shelving you. You need to bring that back and take care of the whole. And it's so funny, like as a coach, a therapist, and counselor, like you know this. But when somebody really points that out to you and you're just like, holy shit, I'm not taking care of myself. Like, ouch. Like, ouch. And when I started really taking care of ourselves, and Beth and I, Beth, my friend Beth, we did a live together today. It was our first run, so be patient with us. It's getting better. We're going live again on Tuesday at 2:45 Eastern Standard Time. We're going to talk about this, and it's about like handling our problems and how we handle them, but we need to have that balance. That fine balance of work, life, health, wellness, and it needs to work for you. My own work-life balance is super different from everybody else's work-life balance. Like when we look at our idols and our people that we completely cherish, you know, their work-life balance is so different than what I would expect mine to be. And the whole goal of this mini TED Talk today is to really look at your life and make sure that you have that work-life balance. I didn't. I would come up in this office and I would walk up those stairs and I would sit up here in this chair for like 12, 14 hours a day. And I would, you know, get out time and I would do my rower and my biking and my physical training and come right back in here. And then I would eat my lunch here. And then I would do everything here. No, like, yes, this is my safe haven. George created this space for me. This is my safe haven. This is where I spend a lot of my time. But I also need to find that work-life balance. And I'm not gonna lie, yesterday, my work-life balance was when I was stretching and did my yoga and stuff on the floor here. I spent 15 minutes, 20 minutes doing some meditation. And then I was like, okay, like I feel nice and relaxed. I took a nap. Did I feel guilty? A little bit. on the other hand, like, I need to honor that. I need to honor that. Like, I didn't feel well in the beginning of the week. I feel much better now. Like, I took my first COVID test. Got one in the mail. And I went to try it out. So I it was negative. So I officially took a COVID test. But I wasn't feeling well in the beginning of the week. And I just think our bodies tell you what's up. If you're not in tune with your body, it's going to tell you that something is wrong. And my body tells me instantly when I'm not doing something right. Like, if I'm tired, it'll give me a headache. If I am too stressed out, headache. If I am not feeling well, headache. Like, my brain will start pulsing. Like, my body tells me instantly when something is wrong. Listen to your body. Be in tune with yourselves. Have some grace and gratitude for some downtime. Fix that work-life balance. And this might be something that we might dabble on in the sisterhood coming into March, because I think a lot of us coming out of honoring ourselves in February, we've been talking about this with my coaching, my personal coaching and the sisterhood, like how we honor ourselves, that we've been learning how to honor ourselves a little bit more instead of putting everybody else on a pedestal. How about us? We need to put ourselves on a pedestal and honor ourselves a little bit more. Give ourselves a little bit more grace, gratitude, credit for what we're doing. Showing up every day, being who we are, keeping our own shit in check. But we also need to have that work-life balance. So, it's not easy. And you guys know that how I am super transparent to a point that I like to tell my stories and how my health has suffered. And I had a team meeting in the beginning of January, and I'm like, I need to fix what's going on with my pancreas. It's like producing way too much insulin, and you know, we are doing so much better. You know, I lost about 14 pounds, and my pancreas is kind of like slowing down. She's getting much happier. I'm getting happier. I feel better. Like, things are just doing so much better, because now I'm like, okay, I need to slow down. I need to be more in tune with me. I need to not continue to push, because I need to listen and do that ebb and flow of life, because there's only so much that you can push to the point that you can get so sick. Just saying. Please reach out to your healthcare provider, to somebody, if you feel that you are not well. If you're looking for a structured community for support, I have a sisterhood. That's all I'm going to say about that. Click on the link, learn about the sisterhood. If you're looking for more one-on-one coaching, absolutely. I have an 8-week program. It's a great kickstarter into personal coaching. If that's something you want to do, absolutely. Mindset Spark. I'm not going to sit here and sell you on coaching. I'm going to sell you on taking care and listening to your body, because we don't do this enough. All right, babe, do something fun for you. Take some time and focus into you.